Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Later today in Long Beach, a coalition of environmental groups will announce a new lawsuit against two of the nation's biggest railroad companies. At issue, air pollution from rail yards along the state's major trade corridors. The California Report's health reporter Sarah Varney has more.
There's no doubt that living near a rail yard's constant plume of diesel exhaust contributes to serious health problems, from asthma to cancer. State air regulators signed voluntary agreements with Union Pacific and BNSF Railway several years ago to cut down on diesel emissions. But attorney Melissa Lynn Perella with the Natural Resources Defense Council says the cleaner engines and anti-idling efforts aren't enough.
If you look at those commitments again and the analysis that even the state has done, you find that the measures that BNSF and UP are adopting, they're not adopting them fast enough to get the risk levels down to where they need to be.
BNSF spokeswoman Lena Kent calls the lawsuit filed in federal court in Los Angeles yesterday frivolous. She says the company is complying with all state and federal laws and has made major investments in cleaner burning technology. She says the rail yard retrofit demanded by NRDC is unreasonable.
They're asking us to remodel the house when people are living in it, and those facilities cannot afford to shut down for several months to implement this new technology.
A spokesman for Union Pacific said in an email that the company was also in compliance with state and federal regulations and is committed to sustainable freight transportation. For the California Report, I'm Sarah Varney.
The fall harvest is underway in the Central Valley, and this year a new crop is setting records. Marijuana is transforming the state's most productive farm belt. But federal authorities are stepping in. The California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca has the story.
The best way to get a sense of the scope of the marijuana farms is from the air.
There's no ground. Sheriff's helicopter Eagle 1 to Sheriff's pad with X-ray.
Neat rows of orange and almond orchards form geometric patterns as the Fresno Sheriff's Department helicopter climbs into the air. Lieutenant Rick Coe points to a bright green patch in the middle of a dense citrus grove where hundreds of marijuana plants the size of trees have replaced oranges.
Okay, and we're coming up. You see the black plastic next to this orange grove? You can still see how big these plants are right here. They're well above that 6-foot fence.
There are no doors on the helicopter, and the pungent odor of marijuana wafts up as we hover 500 feet in the air.
And you can smell it from up here. Can you smell it, Sasha?
Large plots of marijuana have cropped up all over the valley floor in the last 2 years. Lieutenant Coe's team used to find carefully concealed grows deep in the national forests. Now, growers emboldened by California's medical marijuana laws are planting openly on farmland.
When we're flying over these valley groves, people sit and stare at us, they'll wave at us. They pretty much ignore us now because of the current state of California state law.
It's been hard for Coe's team to raid these farms because people cultivating the plants claim they're used for medical marijuana. Growers often tack recommendations from doctors on fence posts so they're visible from the air. But marijuana of any kind is illegal under federal law, and the feds say pot grown in California is sold out of state on the black market. U.S. authorities are raiding cornfields and vineyards here, yanking marijuana plants. They've started sending letters to landowners threatening to seize their farmland if they don't evict pot growers. Here's U.S. Attorney Benjamin Wagner announcing the strategy.
We want landowners, potential investors, and others who are tempted by the money in the marijuana industry to understand that these businesses are illegal and that the risk of federal prosecution and forfeiture is real.
The feds are already trying to seize land from one family that leased farmland to marijuana growers near Fresno. Law enforcement agents destroyed 25,000 plants on one of their properties. Attorney Don Fischbach represents the landowners. He says they are innocent.
Our clients did not grow it. They don't sell it. They do not use it. Here they thought that medicinal marijuana was legal and people had permits, so it was okay for their tenants to grow it.
I talked to several landowners who rent to medical marijuana growers, but they said they were afraid to be recorded. They all told me they didn't make any more profits renting to marijuana growers than they did renting to vegetable farmers. The new federal strategy is also sending a chill across the valley among medical marijuana patients who say not every pot grown nestled among walnut trees and strawberry fields is illegal. Nearly two dozen brightly colored pet macaws squawk in their cages on Richard Dalman's farm in Tulare County. He's a medical marijuana patient who subleases the land he rents to other patients. At one point, some 4,000 plants were growing on this property.
I was doing everything totally legal to California marijuana law.
But now Dalman's landlord is planning to evict him, and the ground is pockmarked with holes where nervous subletters have yanked their plants. Others have left some to mold and rot.
I'm not cartel. If they didn't badger, threaten, and hound medical marijuana patients, might be that they might get more help to catch the bad guy.
Legal or not, pot is transforming the valley.
One of the facilities that's just down the street from where we're standing here they had a huge guard tower.
Ryan Jacobson is president of the Fresno County Farm Bureau.
At times you could see individuals up there with, whether they were shotguns or rifles, whatever else. There was no secret in what they were protecting.
Jacobson is standing in his vineyard just southwest of Fresno. He points down the road to where authorities raided a marijuana plot because they were able to prove some of it was sold as far away as Boston. The county sheriff's department says a single plant can sell out of state for about $4,000. Jacobson says that means if pot were ranked next to almonds and grapes.
You're talking about a crop that is by far the most valuable crop, grown within this area. Just a couple plants is going to outdo anything else that we grow around here locally on a per-acre basis.
As for the U.S. Attorney's Office, they're not disclosing how many letters have been sent to landowners, but they're giving them 45 days to evict pot growers or risk losing their land. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
Don't risk missing out on important developments in California. Subscribe to our podcast. You can find us on iTunes and, of course, at our own website, californiareport.org. That's the California Report for Wednesday, October 19th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the SunPower Corporation, offering high-efficiency solar energy solutions to households and businesses in California and worldwide. The world standard for solar. SunPowerSolar.com. The Mary Van Voorhees Fund and the Fallis Family Fund for coverage of climate change. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as email archiving for compliance and litigation readiness. Barracuda.com.